I don't know if this is a nod to being back at my old school, but I'm going to read a few poems that are about books, inspired by books. This one's called Dostoevsky's People. Easily offended, usually wrong, self-flagellatory but laughing it off 1 minute later, irritable, faithless, aware always of their own inadequacies but unable to correct them, rhetorically gifted but completely closed-minded, vengeful, impassioned, often drunk, rarely holding down a job, they are completely unsure of why they are there. Well, they take stabs at it, of course. Sometimes so convincingly you begin to feel your own feeder roots basking in rich soil, but always hurl themselves back as from a stranger lurking behind a door. Their best words are rescinded with the most zeal. They are murderers one moment, saviors of mankind the next, and can't seem to decide which, if either, is their real self, still wedded, most of them, to the idea that such a thing exists, and some of them even to right and wrong, preconceptions which make their actions ridiculous as they grub for money or toss it literally into the fire, express the deepest love, knelt down in the executioner's dirt, or laugh in the face of the same man as they hop into a carriage of the lowliest sort they can find, never a shortage, simply to cause agony. The dying feel the most alive. The impotent love the most fiercely, and dignity is a show dog they lash in public, especially if it ribbons. One wants to almost renounce his humanhood in the company of such people, faced with the choice of murderer, sycophant, or ridiculous saint who is helpless to change the others, and even seems to assist them in realizing their worst tendencies. One begins to link his own noblest actions with the most despicable results. Well, Dostoevsky, you have riddled me to exhaustion. I leap at the chance to close this notebook on these foolish observations I have made with such self-deceitful pride, I who have been tormented and laughed at in the face, and leave for another day of breaking stones.